Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. My name is Rachel Wheely, comedian, walking down a tiny narrow street in southwest London next to the Wandle, which is a beautiful river which flows from the Thames all the way down south to... I actually don't know where it goes to because I haven't researched this bit because I never do. You're very welcome along. This is one of my favourite streets in London, and it occurred to me on my walk to work this morning that I could record the podcast here instead of in the park at lunch. So that's what I'm going to do. And thank you, as ever, for walking with me. Welcome to Walk the Pod. Very excited to be bringing you Walk the Pod from this new location today. This is one of my favourite parts of London. It's very close to Colliers Wood Tube Station. It's a tiny road running along the Wandle with some tiny two up, two down houses on it, which are absolutely beautiful. I can smell river weed as I walk along, and that might not sound that great, but the smell of a fresh river of water running along next to me as I walk is just incredibly soothing. I cannot even tell you. There's a huge sycamore tree bending over the river, and a really delightful sight has just hoved into view as I'm talking to you. A mother duck and five massive... that you couldn't call them ducklings, they're absolutely not ducklings. Five young female ducks, very close to taking off on their own to make their own families, but at the moment sticking with their mum in a way that's absolutely adorable. You can tell that the five younger ones are younger because they're just ever so slightly fluffier. I'm now walking next to an industrial building which used to be part of the London Transport Network, part of the bus network, perhaps. No entry, London Transport staff only, it says on the door, but I feel unsure as to whether it's still part of the transport network. This building might be part of the bus HQ, but it could be something completely different. It's very difficult to tell. But it's noisier than the rest of the street. The rest of the street is very, very peaceful indeed. So it's really quite difficult to be sure. It's really nice to be recording in a new location. Had a bit of an epiphany about the podcast, which is it's not fair to occasionally not record on a couple of days when I have the kids. That's just random for you, and you don't know when that's going to happen. So I think what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to make a commitment to record the podcast Monday to Friday. Make it the podcast built for your lunch break. Make it about getting away from your desk during the working day. And not record at the weekends. That will mean that the series either shrink to 10 episodes or grow to 15. And I haven't quite decided which one yet. But I think that will be more consistent. I can deliver that on a super, super consistent basis. And that is the most important thing to me, is bringing you this when I say I'm going to bring it to you and not have random gaps that you have no way of predicting. In case you've built this into your day, which I know some of you have, and that means a lot to me, you know. You're spending 10 minutes with me every day. What a massive privilege for me to be able to talk to you for 10 minutes. It's like we just have a phone call every day, you know, just a little chat. Just walking over a wooden bridge now, over the river. And as you can hear, the river's getting busier further up there, but I'm just walking into the park. I did think when I got this job that I could possibly walk to work. And it also occurred to me at the time that I might be able to find a really beautiful walk to work with some sort of nature in it somewhere. But I did not realise that I could walk next to a river for some of it, and I could walk through a park for some of it. I'm just walking past a block of residential flats, one of which has a rainbow flag well, it's not a balcony, it's a metal railing outside one of the flats. It's got a pride flag and also, I think maybe I don't know what that flag is. I can't tell you because I'm not educated enough to know what that flag is. I'm going to have to look it up. But on the side of the wall, next to the residential flats, is a blue plaque. Not the blue plaque of the sort of circular variety, talking about some straight white man who used to live there a million years ago. But an informational blue plaque from Merton Council, which says, site of Wandlebank House. This is the site of Wandlebank House from 1791 to 1821, the home of James Perry, owner of the nearby Merton Corn Mill. Perry was editor and proprietor of the Morning Chronicle, founded in 1770, and a close friend of Admiral Lord Nelson. Wandle Park once formed the grounds of his house. So I'm in Wandle Park, which I didn't realise. I've been to this park a billion times, I didn't know what it was called. Do you know, I pay a lot of attention to certain very small things, but I don't often pay attention to what things are called. Wandle Park, right, that's where we are. So, now we know that Wandle Park used to be the grounds of a great house owned by a straight white man a million years ago. There's always a straight white man a million years ago involved somewhere, unfortunately, but that's history for you. It's full of them. They're bloody everywhere. Right, I'm just going to divert around the biggest, muddiest puddle you've ever seen in your life. Sort of such a muddy puddle that I think even if I try and go round it, the grass around it is going to be soaked with water and consequently will soak my trousers. And I don't mind being at work in suit trousers that are sort of permeated to the knee with rainwater, but it's not the best look, poddies. Anyway, it's the most beautiful day in the world. One of the things I've been thinking about... No, actually, was I listening to... I think I was listening to a Blinkist shortcast last night, which is a sort of very small podcast, which condenses another podcast into a smaller form. And it was talking about meditation, and apparently Tim Ferriss, who's this kind of Silicon Valley tech bro douchebag, according to Tim Ferriss, you can use meditation to move yourself spiritually from being a foot soldier at work to being a general standing at the back of the battlefield. Now, I don't do meditation in a sitting quietly alone, focusing on my breath way. But I do walking meditation, which is simply walking. Nothing more complicated about it than that. But the process of walking allows me to put a lot of things in perspective, to think about the most important things, and to make some decisions which are a little bit more sort of based on the big picture as opposed to being right up against a piece of work that he's doing right now. So very, very important to me. I discovered in the Mindful Thoughts for Walkers book, which I was reading last night, that there is a book by Buddhist legend Thich Nhat Hanh called, I don't know what it's called actually, but it's something really simple like walk or something. I can't remember, but basically Thich Nhat Hanh has written some of the wisest bits of philosophy I've ever read. And if he wrote a book about if he wrote a book about walking, as I've just discovered he did, then I absolutely need to add that to my reading list. I'm pretty sure that the thing about walking is that you can read as much as you want about it, but the basic information you're going to come away with from any piece of reading about walking is that what you have to do is just walk. Not sure there's really any more to it than that. And actually the key is just to keep it that simple. And so that's what I'm doing, I suppose, coming to you every single day with a walk, is to say, look, I've tried to make this more complicated than it needs to be, and in 11 million different ways, very good at finding ways to complicate things. But ultimately, if you walk, there are enormous benefits to it, and it's not difficult or complicated, and you don't need any instructions to do it, and nor do you really need much equipment. Just walk. That's it. It will help. So, having established that that's really all there is to it, I'm going to go now. Thank you for walking with me along the most beautiful piece of river and through the most beautiful park. I'm now going to proceed to work, get on with being a foot soldier for a bit, and I cannot wait to get out for my next walk where I get to think in a slightly more zoomed out way. These are the bits of thinking that I actually really enjoy doing. I find them very nourishing. I don't find having my face jammed up against a piece of work particularly nourishing, but these things have got to be done. That, I guess, is the challenge of doing most jobs, is you've kind of got to do both simultaneously. What my sister Helen calls pogo sticking. Now, I have a voice note from Stee about oat milk, and I'm going to put that in now as the last voice you'll hear on the podcast today. He made some oat milk the other day, and I asked how exactly you do that, and he has some wise thoughts about it, so I'm going to leave you with those. Thank you for walking with me. Don't forget to join the Walk the Pod Walking Club, patreon.com/RachelWheelieIsFunny, and I'll be back with episode 11 tomorrow.
Hiya, I've just listened to yesterday's podcast, and I had a comment about nut milks and sustainable living, and apparently an awful lot of water is required in order to make almond milk, and so there's questions over whether some of it is actually better for the environment than all the cattle required to make cow's milk. And so, I mean, not for those reasons, I've been having oat milk, and I'd recently started making it myself, like from blending oats and water together, and it's dead easy. So I think if you're interested in being sustainable, doing as much you can yourself is often a good way to start. And you probably kind of realize how easy some things are, in that are we blinded by convenience, in that, you know, you can go to the big supermarket and get everything kind of packaged up for you, and you just get used to it being there, rather than going, okay, if I spend 5 minutes doing this thing, then I'd have all this less waste. Interesting.